USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump told supporters at the NRA convention that the Second Amendment, quote, will never, ever be under siege as long as I am your president. Take a listen to more of what the president had to say earlier today in Dallas.
The Constitution can't be changed by judges, bureaucrats, or the United Nations. That is why we are appointing federal judges who will interpret the law as written.
Migrants who came to the United States as part of the illegal immigrant caravan have accused President Trump of discrimination this week. Ron Vitelli is a border agent. He has the latest on the caravan and how folks are being processed down in California.
When we have capacity at San Ysidro to let those folks in and put them through the process, then they'll let them in. We expect to be done with that sometime through the weekend.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Oh! Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The federal government's monthly jobs numbers are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the numbers.
The nation's jobless rate is at its lowest point in more than 17 years. The Labor Department report says that rate for April was 3.9%, the lowest since December 2000. But when it comes to job creation, the economy added 164,000 in April, which was up from the 135,000 in March, but well below the 191,000 most analysts had predicted for last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of thousands of Arizona school children returned to classes today after state lawmakers approved a 20% raise for teachers as they ended their 6-day walkout that shuttered most classrooms around the state. The education funding plan was approved by lawmakers shortly before dawn yesterday and signed by Governor Doug Ducey, which awarded teachers a 9% raise in the fall and then 5% raises for each of the next 2 years. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another state's bid to crack down on abortion fails to succeed. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The bill would have outlawed nearly all abortions in South Carolina, but it's going nowhere after a middle-of-the-night vote in the state Senate. It would have banned all abortions except for in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life was in danger, but the measure was defeated by a vote of 24-21, giving South Carolina Democrats a very rare victory, effectively ending any chance of that bill moving forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Last year, more than 158,000 people attended the Kentucky Derby. That's the 7th highest on record. The Kentucky Derby takes place tomorrow. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Ed DeRosa. He's a horse racing expert and racing analyst for TwinSpires.com. He tells us some of the more interesting storylines we'll be following this year at the Kentucky Derby.
I think the big one will be on the favorite, Justify, undefeated for trainer Bob Baffert, who's won the Derby 4 times. So a lot of people are going to be talking about that. The other horse I think a lot of people are going to be talking about and betting is Mendelssohn, named for the composer. He trains in Ireland. He won in Dubai, so sort of a world traveler, bringing his road show to Louisville, Kentucky. He definitely has a big chance to be one of the very few horses to train overseas and come and win the Derby.
Post time for the Kentucky Derby is set for tomorrow at 6:50 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.